Well, the next day come, and Br'er Fox 'low he gwine squar accounts. So he drap in at Br'er Rabbit's house, and he didn't found nobody there except the little Rabs. Old Br'er Rabbit, he is off somewhere's a raiding on a collard patch. And old Miss Rabbit, she was attending on a quilting party. The little Rabs was playing hide and switch, and they was that fat, they fairly make his mouth water. But Br'er Fox, he's scared for to gobble him up, except he got some excuse. The little Rabs, they mighty skittish, and they sort of huddle theyselves up together and watch Br'er Fox. Br'er Fox, he sat there, and he studied what sort of excuse he gwine to make up. By and by, he see a great big stick of sugar cane a-standing in the corner, and he clar up his throat and he talk biggity, Yeah, you young Rabs there, sail around here and broke me off a piece of that sweetening tree, says he. And then he coughed. The little Rabs, they got out the sugar cane, they did, and they wrestled with it, and they sweat over it, but 'twas no use. They couldn't broke it. Br'er Fox, he make like he ain't watching, but he keep on a-hollering. Hurry up there, Rabs, I'm a-waiting on you. And the little ones, they hustle around and they wrestle with it, but they couldn't broke it. Then they hear a little bird sing.
Take your doofus and gnaw it. Take your doofus and saw it. Saw it and yoke it, and then you can broke it.
Then the little Rabs, they get mighty glad, and they gnawed the cane most for old Br'er Fox could get his legs uncrossed. And when they carried him to Cain, Br'er Fox, he sat there and studied how he gwine make some more excuse for to nab him. And by and by he get up and get down to sift of what was a-hanging on the wall. And he holler out, Come here, Rabs. Take this here sift and run down to the spring and fetch me some fresh water. The little Rabs, they run down to the spring and they try to dip up water with the sifter. But course it all run out, and it kept on a-running out. To a by and by, the little Rabs, they sat down and gun to cry. And then they hear the little bird sing out,
Sift the whole water, same as a tray. If you fill it with moss and daub it with clay, the fox get madder the longer you stay. Fill it with moss and daub it with clay.
They jumped, the little Rabs did, and fixed the sifter so it won't leak. And then they carry water to old Br'er Fox. Then Br'er Fox, he gettin' mighty mad, and he pint out a great big chunk of wood, and he tell the little Rabbits for to put it on the fire. The little chaps, they got round the wood, they did, and they lift at it so hard, twell they could see their own sins, but they couldn't lift it. Then they hear the little bird singing again, and dish hear the song what he sing.
Spit in your hands, and tug it and toll it, and get behind it, and push it and pull it. Spit in your hands, and roar back and roll it.
And just about the time they got the wood on the fire, the daddy, he come a-skipping in. And the little bird, he flew away. Br'er Fox, he seed his game was up, and 'twas long 'fore he make his excuse, and started for home.